From the start of his apprenticeship with Plagueis, his master had demanded to know what Palpatine regarded as his greatest strength, so that he would know how best to undermine him, to know his greatest fear, so that Plagueis would know which to force Palpatine to face, to know what Palpatine cherished most, so that Plagueis could take that from him, and to know the things that Palpatine craved, so that Plagueis could deny him. Some combination of the strictures, or perhaps recognition on Plagueis's part for his apprentice's unabated craving to visit Sith worlds, had landed Palpatine on scenic Dathomir. Sparsely populated and largely unexplored, Dathomir wasn't Korriban or Zyost, but it was powerful in the Force, in part because of its fecundity, but mainly due to the presence of groups of female adepts who practiced dark side magics. He was meandering without clear purpose through one of Blue Desert City's dustier quarters, far from the city center, when he became aware of a faint pulse of Force energy, the origin of which was indistinct but close at hand. Calling more deeply on the Force, he allowed himself to be drawn toward the mysterious source as if he were a starship surrendering to the embrace of a tractor beam. A tortuous series of turns delivered him into a market area brimming with knockoff goods, ersatz jewelry, and bits and pieces of junk that had found its way to Dathomir from who knew where, and ultimately to a small square amid the hustle and bustle, on one corner of which stood a human female, whose symmetrically blemished face was the color of burnished durasteel, and whose flamboyant clothing identified her as a visitor to the city, likely from some remote village on the planet's far side. The hood of her crimson robe was raised, and from one shoulder hung a soft bag the size of a small suitcase. Palpatine moved to the square's diagonal corner to observe her. She was eyeing individuals in the passing crowd, not as if searching for someone in particular, but with a gaze more in keeping with target acquisition. She didn't strike Palpatine as a thief or pickpocket, though she did exude a dark energy informed by equal measures of urgency and deceit. Abruptly, he made himself discernible in the Force, and immediately she turned her head in his direction and began to hurry across the square in his direction.
"Good sir,"
she said in Basic as she drew near. Feigning interest in the cheap wares of an itinerant trader, he pretended to be taken by surprise when she approached him from his blind side.
"Are you addressing me?"
he asked, turning to her.
"I am, sir, if you've a moment to indulge a being in need."
Her oblique eyes were rimmed by dark blemishes that matched the tint of her thick lips. Poking from the wide sleeves of her robe, the tapered fingers of her hands bore long, talon-like nails. Palpatine pretended impatience.
"Why single me out among this crowd of more richly attired beings?"
"Because you've the look and bearing of a man of intelligence and influence,"
she gestured broadly.
"The rest are rabble, despite their fine cloaks and headwear."
He made a decorous show of suppressing a yawn.
"Save your adulation for the rubes, woman. But since you've correctly identified me as better than the rest, you're obviously aware that I've no time to waste on confidence games or tricks. So if it's mere credits you're after, I suggest you widen your search for someone more charitable."
"I don't ask for credits," she said, studying him openly.
"What then? Come to the point.
It's a gift I offer."